John in Florida's on the line with a tiling question. What can we do for you?
Well, I was thinking of tiling my bathroom, and I was going to put some cement board down on the floor before I tiled the floor. But the green board that's on the walls, I was questioning whether I should just thin set and tile the green board, or do I have to remove that and put cement board on the walls?
So it depends on how long you want the tile to last. You know, the green board is a water-resistant drywall, and it's designed to put tile over it. So, you know, it's something that people do. It's something that builders do a lot, I'll tell you that. And I never really liked it because typically I've seen 5 to 8 years later, you know, that all has to be torn out because it's just not as durable as putting the cement board up. So, you know, if this is a long-term house for you, I'd tell you that you're probably better off taking that out, putting up a cement board, and then putting tile up this way. It's going to last you pretty much indefinitely.
Okay, even going completely around the tub surround that I've got in there now?
Absolutely, because that's where all the water is going
to
sit.
That's what I had suspected, and that was just verification to my question. Thank you very much.
All right, John. Good luck. You know, a lot of times folks really do have a gut, you know, feeling about the right way to do something. Using us as a sounding board is a great reason to call us at 888-MONEYPIT. So glad we could help John out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.